what is a non-testimonial statement? What does that mean?
Well, what's going to happen is, and this happened in the Diocese of Rochester case, because the diocese filed bankruptcy, people did not get their day in court. So people will be able to go and tell their story to the judge and to the bishop who will be present to say exactly what happened to them. And so the reason they call it non-testimonial is that these statements will not be used in any later court proceeding. It is really an opportunity to give people a fair chance to tell their story and to, in essence, have their day in court.
So, Steve, in this case, we're seeing that the confrontation clause doesn't apply because it's not being considered testimony, allowing them to potentially be admitted as evidence without the declarant testifying. So what, if you could please explain what that means.
Sure. So in a regular court case, a person would give testimony. They would be asked questions and answer those questions. And then the opposing side would have the chance to cross-examine them and ask other questions that might in some way diminish the statement or call into question a person's credibility. That's not going to happen here. These are just public statements that are going to be made without any controversy and without anybody cross-examining anyone or questioning anyone. People will be able to get up, tell their story, and have their story heard by the judge and by the members of the diocese and whoever else is there.
Now, their statements going on record, how helpful is that going to be in the healing process?
Well, and that's really the reason we do that, is because it is super helpful in the healing process. We've had a number of clients over the years that have been very nervous about whether or not they should testify. And then after they give their statement, they feel a sense of relief. They feel that they were heard. And that is an experience that I've seen repeated over and over again with survivors who come forward and speak in this venue.
How many clients do you have? And I take it you're going to encourage them to participate in this if they wish.
I'm going to encourage them to decide. Some people still can't speak publicly about what happened to them, and that's okay. Some people really want their day in court, and then we would encourage those people to have their day in court. With regard to how many, I would expect that close to 100 people will end up speaking. Judge Buckeye has said that he is scheduling 4 days initially, but he said he will schedule as many days as is necessary to make sure that every voice is heard.
For those who want to get in, I guess they can make an appointment or make contact with those involved.
For those that are represented, they should contact their lawyers. And then for those that are not represented, I think public notices are going to be going out, like you received in parish bulletins and elsewhere, to give people who don't have lawyers direction as to how they can go about making an appointment to speak if they decide they want to speak.
And again, these statements don't go forward in any other case?
Correct.